take Wiggy with you. This is the Wig Out Podcast. Every Friday. Powered by NewEnglandTractor.com.
Yowza, yowza, yowza. Oh, my God. What a Mongolian cluster this has been this week. I mean, you've got the Flynn guy, who was the president's national security advisor until they caught him talking to the Russians, so then he had to resign, going to the committee that is going to take a look into just what was going on there. You know what? I'll talk to you, but I want immunity first. And then they play the video of him a year ago saying, anybody who's looking for immunity is guilty of something. Well, which is it, Mr. Flynn? Are you guilty of something? Come on. And then the president is looking to eat his own, going after the, well, I don't know what they're the Americans Forever Caucus or whatever, who shot him down on health care. You would think after 7 years of saying, we're going to get rid of that, they'd have had a plan. But they didn't have a plan. They just cobbled one together for something that is like a third of our economy. It's just, I'm telling you, it's like they unloaded the clown car in the House of Representatives. There are people there who, A, shouldn't be there, and B, in charge of things they shouldn't be in charge of. The guy who is in charge of the Intelligence Committee in the House, you know what his background is? He's a dairy farmer. He got it because he had been around long enough. They said, well, Billy, it's your turn. We're going to put you in charge of something. I know. You can handle intelligence, which is kind of an oxymoron there. And then you've got Trump saying, I'm opening up the coal mines. I'm going to open them up and everybody will be back to work. But that's a lie. And anybody with any sense knows, you know what? A lot of the coal companies have, a lot of the coal plants have gone to natural gas because it's cheaper. I don't get it. People are just not thinking. They really did. They elected yet another carnival barker to be in charge of everything. And the Democrats going, we're part of the resistance. Really? What are you resisting? I mean, doesn't seem like you're resisting too much. You like to talk a lot, though. And that's the story there. It's just pathetic. It's just pathetic. And we put up with it. And maybe we'll get smarter in a couple of years. We'll find out. Big thing on my mind is what's going to happen in this week's finale of The Walking Dead. And then what am I going to do until it comes back again next October? Oh, that one that they replaced it with, Fear the Walking Dead. I'll tell you what, I fear that show because it's just awful. So, but it is the weekend. And it's the first weekend of April. Do you think all of our November snow will bring flowers that don't blow? I don't know. It's just, aren't you glad it's Friday? Just a couple of days out of the pit. Because as dumb as they are in Washington, they are even more moronic at your workplace, are they not? I can't get over how stupid people are. You know it. I know it. But what are we going to do about it? Not much, because you can't cure stupidity. You can muffle it. You can shut it up now and then. But, man, the stupid people are just running wild. Running wild. And all we can do is hopefully get the Congress to take all the warning labels off everything and let nature sort itself out. That would be nice. They're talking about the Americans who made that bombing run in Mosul. Well, what are you going to do? You've got a group of animals who are using women and children as shields, and you've got to get them out. It sucks that people get killed, but you got to get rid of these animals. They're nothing more than rabid animals. I hate to put it down into those human terms, but these are not people who have a soul. Women and children as shields. God. And Allah told them to do that? Keep Allah, baby. My God wouldn't tell me to do that. Of course, my God doesn't tell me to do anything because I'm a heathen. So let's get out of this morass that we're in, or at least I'm in, and let's get to partying. Let's have a good Friday, a good Saturday, and a good Sunday, because the weekend is finally here after this week of just sheer stupidity. Pig out, pork out, freak out. Do it to the best of your ability. Let your light shine, because it's here, and you got stuck there for a second. Wig out.